Well, it's New Year's. If you're one of 10 million people who are 21 years or older and dip tobacco, consider turning over a new leaf and switching to Block Buffalo. It's everything you love about dipping, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. Head to blackbuffalo.com and use the promo code CHIP, that's C-H-I-P, at checkout for 25% off your first order. That's the best offer you're going to find, but you have to use my code CHIP for 25% off your first order at blackbuffalo.com. You're welcome.
Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go!
CHIP has a fucking podcast. CHIP has a fucking podcast. CHIP has a fucking podcast. CHIP has a fucking podcast.
Fuck yeah!
That's awesome. I never really got into much Star Trek, so I don't know that much about it. But I do know who Spalding is.
How come you don't like Star Trek?
I like it. I saw the movies, but I can't honestly say that I like Star Trek because I've never really seen much of the show. I guess I got more into Star Wars and like Doctor Who and stuff, and I just kind of never went down that road.
You don't like Captain Kirk?
I do. For the little bit that I've seen.
How about you, Zach? Which is your favorite spaceman show?
Oh, definitely Star Wars, dude. Star Trek is boring as shit.
Yeah, I seen fucking Mark Hamill one time in a store.
Oh yeah, did you say anything to him?
No.
Yeah. Did you cut his hand off?
That would have been so funny. I would have walked over and went, "Look what your father did." I forget what he said. Was that it?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that's a spoiler.
You're like, hey, I fucked your mother.
Yeah, I fucking... And you wanted to fuck your sister, Princess Leia. Get it?
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Good. I was eating a Dove candy.
What's that?
It's got a dark chocolate bottom.
Ooh, sounds like a fine movie.
What did you say, Zach? I'm sorry.
Those are my favorite kind.
Dark chocolate button. Hold on a second. I'm trying to fix this. How's that? Is that natural?
You look very natural, Chip, as always.
Anthony.
Like Satan sitting on his throne.
Fuck yeah. That's what I wanted to do. Fucking Anthony was supposed to be here, but I think something came up. Probably his lunch. Into the toilet. I think Anthony was indisposed. I tried texting him and he was busy, but I got COVID anyway. But I don't want no one to worry. I'm okay, but I'm just a little stuffy and my voice is scratchy.
It didn't get you too bad, Chip?
Not at all, man. I don't believe in any of that shit. I'm fucking healthy as a mule. I just had I'd say about 19 days of being hospital ridden, and they put me on a couple of ventilators, but it was a piece of cake.
No big deal, huh, Chip?
No big deal at all. I was smoking in the fucking room, taking the ventilator off. They put me in a coma.
Wait, what? They put you in an induced coma?
Yep.
For how long?
2.5 weeks.
So and the entire 19 days.
Oh, yeah, that would be. No, there was one day where I wasn't when I first got there, and I was delirious. I thought everybody was Scott Baio, and they told me we got to do something to you. I just kept going chachi and reaching for him.
Is that why you were smoking when you went in? Because you're like, this is no big deal.
That's right. I still laugh at it. I don't care. I'm home now. I feel great. I feel fucking, I'm only coughing. Not very much.
Are you still smoking, Chip?
A little bit, yeah, but I was coughing more, but now it's down to about 6-7 hours a day, which is really good. This was easy. Yeah. Have you had it, Zach?
Yeah, I had it as well. I'm still coughing as well.
Really? How long did you have it for?
I was fucked up for 5 or 6 days, and then I stayed home another couple just to be safe.
Oh, when was this?
I think on December 12th was when I got it.
And you're still coughing?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's cool. Yeah,
I don't know if you can tell this on Zoom, Chip, but I'm a bigger gentleman, and I think it hit me a little harder.
I can't see how tall you are, no.
Yeah, I'm a man of a bit of carriage, so I think it got me a little bit.
You're saying that a little undercarriage. So wait, you're saying that COVID struck you a little harder because you're a man with a bit of substance.
A few substances, yes.
You're a man who's got perhaps a bit of girth in COVID. Yes. Struck.
I was saying the man of substance didn't show up for the podcast.
That is true. That's true. He's probably fast asleep. I'll get a text from him at 2 a.m. Sorry, I just woke up. You know, it's okay. It's like fucking planning a podcast with Sid Vicious. So what were you guys talking about? Now, nerd
Sid
stuff.
Sid Vicious finished the job.
Fuck yeah, he did. Fuck yeah, he did.
Fuck, he wasn't yeah. The next one. Oh, love, let me borrow you a new iPhone.
Yeah, fucking. If it was Anthony, it would have been the fucking sexless pistols. The fucking
The sitting home alone while I stare at my pistols.
The fucking the no Playing sex. On. Well, go ahead, babe. I had a good one, but you might have messed it up.
Sorry, I messed it up, Chip. I was just going to say the sitting at home playing on Twitch with my pistols.
See, I was going to say the no sex pistols, but
that's the best one, Chip. I'm sorry. I ruined it.
The sex with a minor pistols.
God damn it, I'm coughing now.
Zach is going to kill Chip.
Fucking, laughter. They don't have a lot of sex pistols. That was good, right? Yeah, we really we really wrung out that rag for all the humor it was worth. How's your podcast with Ian?
Oh, it's going really good. Bye, guys. It's every Thursday on Gas Digital. We're having a blast, man.
Are you guys still taping in person when you were sick?
No, we just took 2 weeks off.
Oh.
We decided to show some best of episodes and take it easy because I couldn't really talk. I was coughing a lot.
You were real whacked out, huh? Now, did your girl get it?
Yeah, we both got it at the same time.
That's better. It's easier.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Instead of having to quarantine away from each other.
See, you're a super spreader. So how many times have you had it?
I've had it only once, as far as I know. If I had it again, I didn't know I had it.
Did Nick get it?
What did he call you, Zia?
Super spreader.
I'll have the soup.
You don't want a spreader? Oh, no.
Oh, actually, I'd prefer a spreader. Yeah, how come I told you to only wear long pants on the podcast?
I'm sorry, Chip. These shorts are really comfortable.
Yeah, but they show your knees. Zach
don't
doesn't
worry.
Like that.
Nobody
no,
likes
that's inappropriate.
It. I'll keep them down here.
Yeah, I told you to only wear long trousers on the podcast.
I wore a long shirt. I covered the bubbas.
Yeah, well, you got a new Chippison shirt, didn't you?
I did. I'm going to take pictures in it soon. I'm very excited.
Which one is it?
It's the Burn and Ember shirt.
Oh, okay. Did I ever send you one, Zach?
No, I would love one. Oh, but I could always just go to chipchippersonmerch.com, right?
No, nah, but I'll give you one for free. You're a loyal chum.
Well, that's very nice of you. It's a pleasure to be your chum.
Yeah, you're a loyal chum. And by that, I mean, I'm going to throw you in the ocean, you know.
Feed your sharks or something.
Oh, yeah, feed your sharks, you know, a little chum, you know. Or whatever, something like that. Still I couldn't think of it. Yeah, the fucking COVID's got me, you know. You know how it is. Your hair is still green.
Yeah, it's green and yellow and orange in there, yeah.
So what did you do when you had COVID? What did you do when you were? Did you learn any new hobbies? I read 7 books.
I'm still reading it, but I'm reading a book. This is right up your alley, Chip. It is a minute by minute analysis of the Columbine shooting.
Wow, yeah. What's it called?
It's just called Columbine.
Is it good?
That's nice.
It's really, really good. Yeah, it's scary.
Oh, because they tell you everything that's happening minute by minute.
Yeah, and then it's like, who doesn't know what's going on? And it's the cops trying to control the situation, the parents not having any information. It's pretty wild.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll read. Is there a book on tape? My eyes get bad.
I'm sure there is. It came out a few years ago. I think it's pretty popular.
Oh, okay.
I'm really enjoying it.
Is that so? What else did you do? You just kind of like buckle down and read a book, kicked your feet up?
Yeah, played a lot of Mario Party.
Did you have a lot of sex?
Mario Party is fun.
No, not at all.
Oh, you weren't feeling sensual.
It was not. I don't think either of us were particularly in the mood.
How about you, Zia? When you were all laid up with COVID, were you getting serviced?
Well, no, because I was fine. I didn't really have much symptoms at all. I was still working. I was doing at-home workouts and stuff. They were a little harder than usual, but nothing crazy. Nick was the one that was really sick, though. I ended up having to take him to the hospital because he had pneumonia and he was coughing up blood. I shouldn't be laughing at that. He was very stubborn. He didn't want to go.
Why not? So, I would have been cracking up. I laugh at stuff like that. I remember one time, one of my fucking aunts kind of grabbed the chest and fell down. Half her face did that. And I was just cracking up at the funny face she was making.
Sounds like she had a stroke, Chip.
That's what they said later. Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I just thought she
was
being...
Stroke of luck having Chip as a nephew.
Fuck yeah, she did. She had a fucking stroke my pecker if she wanted a ride to the hospital. That was the deal we cut.
Come on, half your mouth still works, bitch.
Yeah. Use the other hand. This one's all up here and whatnot. Use that hand. So Nick was all sick. What happened? You take the poor deer to the hospital?
Yeah, Dr. Steve finally talked us into it. He said we had, or talked him into it. He said he had to go. So I took him and he was okay. He just had pneumonia and he had to stay for just the night, I think. And they gave him some antibiotics and then he was fine after that.
Did they put him on like a machine?
I don't think so.
You didn't ask?
No. I'm 99% sure they didn't. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He was on a machine. Were you? Well, yeah, you were in a coma.
Yeah. Only the best people get the machines, they say. That's for like top celebrities.
They save it for people like you.
Yeah. For the important people. So when are you going back doing your podcast, Zach?
Oh, we just came back on this Thursday that passed.
Did Ian get sick?
No, Ian did not get sick. Ian, Ian's been a very nervous Nelly. I mean, all he does is smoke 2 packs a day. So he's well ahead of us.
Why is he nervous about COVID?
Yeah, I think because he's a heavy smoker.
Is that bad? I thought that helped. That's why I started smoking when I found out I had it.
Oh, you mean you didn't smoke before that?
Nah, I just started because I heard it was cool.
Well, it's always been cool.
So he smokes 2 packs a day and he's really worried that he's going to get COVID and die.
Yeah, I think he's a little, I think he's nervous that's going to cut into his smoking.
So he doesn't want to quit. That's why he's not worried about being sick. He just doesn't want to have to stop smoking.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be stuck inside and not have to smoke 3 cigarettes when we're all waiting for him to start the podcast. And then that second cigarette makes him have to take a shit. And then he has to smoke another cigarette after the shit he just took from the first cigarette he had. And then he's on his third iced coffee. And now we're half an hour late for the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, where were we?
No, that's okay.
Doesn't
to smoking.
At all.
Yeah, that's not fair at all. That would drive me fucking nutty. You ought to schedule the podcast 30 minutes early. And then when he gets there, you'll be starting on time.
That's or I should take his watch and set it 30 minutes ahead. That way I don't inconvenience everyone else.
Yeah, but what if it's an Oppo watch?
Chip, you're too smart for this world.
Yeah, if it's an Apple watch, then that won't work.
Well, he could buy him a banana watch.
God damn it, babe. You see, you're always coming through with the fucking, you bring it up the rear. Wait, I don't even know what I said.
Chip, that's vulgar.
You got any news stories, babe? Let's cover some ground.
I do have some news stories.
That's why she's good. Your knees are showing.
Oh, sorry. Not that good. Showing my knees.
Pornographic.
No, we can't have that. All right, I have an ad blocker on this. We have to turn that off. Okay, so did you know that North Korea is claiming that Kim Jong-il invented the burrito?
Yep, and I believe it, because he wouldn't lie
Kim
about
Jong-il,
that.
Kim Jong-il, what's he sick with?
Fuck yeah. Well, maybe he's a rapper in the 80s. he looks good, doesn't he? Lost a lot of weight. I sent him an email.
Oh, yeah. What did you say?
I'm telling you, look, I said you lost a little bit of weight. You look good, buckaroo.
Did he write you back?
Yeah. And he asked me why I was using Doug Bell's words. And I said, I got COVID. I don't know. They kind of blend together.
I can get that. You're all in the same
Jim
head.
Kim Jong mentally ill. So he says he invented the burrito.
Yep.
Yeah. They're saying that propaganda in North Korea, obviously, is saying that he invented the burrito 10 years ago. And they're doing a booming trade in the Tex-Mex dish in the capital, apparently. So that's, I guess, a new food for them. They didn't know about burritos, and they think that he invented them.
What a nice treat that he gave them. I hope they're grateful.
He saw the Taco Bell dog and went, that looks delicious.
Are you saying he wrapped a little bread around that mug and enjoyed it? You know, the funny thing is, I shouldn't laugh, but they have those camps they put people in when they misbehave.
That'll set them straight, though, Jim.
It sure will. Oh, yeah, maybe you'll fucking, maybe you'll speak out against the great leader at another party in 16 years when you get home.
That'll show them. There's nothing wrong with an iron fist. And if there's one thing Chip knows about, it's how to fucking rule.
That's right. With an iron fist. I hate hitting the table with it, though, Zach. It clangs. Anyway, let me ask you something, Zia. So I believe that's a true story. Did Snopes saying it's not true?
I think that everybody kind of knows that it might not be true.
Yeah, they don't believe him, but that's because they're jealous of him. Because him and DT are friends.
And he invented the burrito. I mean, who wouldn't be jealous of that?
Yeah. All right. What else, Bay?
All right. Let's see. There's a good one. So, you know that there's vaccine mandates in a lot of countries. It's a very hot button subject for a lot of people.
Are women allowed to go on the dates too?
Only if there's a man present.
Fucking mandate. Yeah, my mother heard about that. She got very angry. I'm a Christian, Lyle.
Where did it go? What the heck happened to my thing?
Ew.
Not that thing.
Probably got fingers stuck in it. What are you doing, Bay?
My computer is freaking out. What's happening?
Your knees are showing.
Your fucking knees are showing. That's what it is.
I'm being too much of a... Okay. All right. Calm down.
Where's the story? What happened?
So it's a very hot button subject for people. Apparently for this man, he was so upset about it that he decided to set himself on fire instead of getting...
I saw that video.
...vaxxed. Did you?
Yep. And they still made him get vaxxed. That's the crazy part.
Well, he's also in the hospital with life-threatening diseases. I mean... injuries. Diseases. Stupid.
Why would you set yourself on fire? Like, who's going to go, all right, you can come in without it. You're going to be late for the concert anyway.
All right, put yourself out and come on in.
Yeah, all right, you win. Throw a blanket on him after he's done smoldering. Let him come in and have supper. That was a bad move.
That was not a good idea. Yeah, so they have to douse him with water and they took him to the emergency room. So we don't know if he's going to live. What would you do, Chip, if they were making you get vaxxed?
I would probably just start telling them the facts and start talking about my immune system.
That's what Chip says. A vaxxed. What about the facts?
That's right. You talk facts and I talk facts. And I even throw in something like funny afterwards.
Like what?
I shit a lot when I take X-Lax.
Yeah, or fucking... I don't like vinyl. I prefer wax.
I got antibodies to the max.
Play my pecker like it's a sax.
But only after I have a wax.
You bet Anthony's not hanging out with. All right, listen, let's just fucking. Let's just fucking move to the next door.
Oh, Ant.
All right. What's the next story? I like rhyming. Trust me.
Did you hear about the woman who is selling farts in a jar? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steph from 90 Day Fiance.
Yep. She's I think, from the East Coast here somewhere, right?
Yeah. Connecticut, I think, or something of that nature. Or like Rochester. She lives near stupid Sam.
So the best Chester.
Yonkers. Well,
she has decided after making $200,000, I believe, selling farts in jars, she's retiring.
Yeah, because she had a heart attack or something, went to the hospital, probably taking something that made her fart, like ephedrine or whatever. I don't know what would make you fart, but I'm guessing something made her fart.
And well, it was, I think
she said she was eating nothing but eggs and beans.
And protein muffins. Yeah.
And that got her?
Yep, and that got her. Well, it wasn't a heart attack. It was, she had gas pain so intense. And I guess it was like up here and down here that it, she thought it was a heart attack, but it was just really, really bad gas.
Oh, you mean good. You don't wake up like that every single night?
Yeah, that would, what a pussy. That's to normal. Go to the hospital. Fucking, she just threw fucking hope that was a $30,000 trip to the hospital, toots. Hope it was worth it.
I think
it.
Somebody just wanted to stop farting in jars.
Yep, I think so too. I think somebody sold two of them and felt like a silly goose for announcing it.
Well, according to her, she says, quote, people judging me for selling my jarred farts, them not knowing I made over $100K and own a beautiful home and multiple cars.
Yeah, I bought one. I'm not ashamed to admit it. And I opened it so fast, I clanged my teeth and I watched the fart zip away. I didn't even get to enjoy it. I had to stand on a ladder and try to catch it on the way up.
Oh, like when a little kid loses the balloon and just reaches for it?
Yeah, I threw a ladder up and I ran up to try to catch it before it hit the ceiling fan. I banged my head on the ceiling fan. I caught a little whiff and then I taped my nostrils shut.
I held it in like a bong hit.
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it. It was sour.
You should have like opened it directly in your nose. You should have just opened
no,
it.
No, I know,
like that.
But I opened it.
You got excited.
I got excited. I opened it and then I took a phone call and then I threw it on my face. And I banged my teeth with it.
Zia, what are your fart foods?
Ooh, good question. I burp a lot more than I fart.
Ew, that's not ladylike.
I know, it's disgusting. Seltzer makes me burp. I drink a lot of seltzer.
But what gets your asshole talking?
Yeah, what? Like, yeah,
really,
exactly.
I'm really trying to think. It's not even beans. I can eat beans and rice and Mexican food and be just fine. So I don't even know.
What about White Castle?
I've only had White Castle like twice. I'd have to have it again.
Babe, White
Probably
Castle.
Probably Burger King.
All right, as soon as you get home.
You don't even get, sometimes you're still in the car.
I one White time Castle. Started farting. I was like, I can't believe the White Castles are making me fart. And the woman goes, you haven't even paid me yet. I just got the bag in my hand and I started cutting the gases. They were really good. Zach, would you let Zia cut the cheese on you?
I mean, she's a very beautiful woman. And if I was going to do something like that, she would be an ideal candidate.
Yep.
I feel so warm and fuzzy inside, Zach. Thank you.
Yeah, farts are gross. Believe me. I'm not going to mention the friend of mine who had a girl trying to fart on him one time, and she shot Monistat 7 on his chest because she pushed too hard. Believe me, it's just one more unpleasant story in his fucking stupid life.
She had a little yeast issue?
Oh, boy, did she. Yeah, I guess she did. Looked like fucking something fell off of Bob Ross's easel onto his chest.
She had a sourdough starter.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, Tom Papa fell out of the fucking CUDA. Fucking YouTube cameras.
Can you believe I was in there? Yeah. For me, my fart foods, White Castle, pierogies, and then the worst, Egg McMuffins.
Really?
McDonald's breakfast will get you going all day.
I bet you it's the egg product that's not like
yeah,
real
egg. The
egg.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what gets me? If I take fucking, like if I take lima beans and I line them under my gums and I fall asleep with them. And when I wake up, they're all mashed and they've soaked into my gums. And then I drink fucking, I drink like half and half. Lima beans
and
half
and half.
And
the lima beans so you have a treat when you wake up?
No, they just kind of soak into my gums and there's something in that chemistry where I just wake up.
You should start selling them.
I tried to, but I kept shitting in the jar. I put them up and I kept dropping liquid shits in the jar. I would try to force it. And someone said, Lyle, this is no good. I realized it looked like fucking stew with blood in it.
Oh, know. You should probably see a doctor about that.
Yeah.
Well, fine.
First he put the jar up way too far.
That's right. We just watched that video recently. He didn't
understand the trajectory.
Yeah.
He was trying to get him at the source.
Yeah, I was. I was just trying to get him before I lost any. Because if you put the jar in there, you're going to lose some. I wonder how she did it. I'd love to sit her down for an in-depth interview.
Maybe if she had a jar fart collector where she would just bend over and they would put it right up to her butthole. And then she would fart into it. And then they just immediately put the cap on. You know, like you're catching a bug.
Was it one fart per jar? Or did she figure out how she could take like a little fucking, a little system, kind of like a sprinkler, and fart into like, and then it would equally distribute into four different ones, like when you're making a cake.
Like a funnel, like a fart funnel.
With different jars underneath it.
I mean, that's some heavy production.
Now, Zach, you're not into farts, I can tell, but you do like being spanked around a little bit.
Yeah, I've been known to enjoy getting dominated.
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe what a naughty boy I am, or maybe what a bad girl I've been.
Now, let me ask you a question. Fucking last night, my friend did Bailey J's show, mm-hmm. and she brought up your movie scene. I should have had her on tonight. She said she would do it, but the scheduling. So maybe next time we'll have you guys on together.
Oh, I'd love that. I love her.
She gave you a crack in the movie?
Yeah, right across, real solid one across the face with her hand, unfortunately.
Yep. Were you upset?
Yeah,
that you
real nice one. And let's just say there had to be we just couldn't get the take right. Just couldn't get it right. Just had to keep doing it over and over again.
She told me that. She goes, yeah, it took about 40 minutes. And I was thinking he had it the first time.
An erection? Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes, we do. This is why you're here, fucking Zia. I got a live read I forgot about. Hold on a second. I really am a fucking silly goose. Let's reset. And a 5, and a 4, and a 3, and a 2, and a 1. Well, well, well. Good news. Looks to me like our old friends at fucking Black Buffalo are back. Oh, do I love Black Buffalo. Those guys really are the best. You all know I'm a big tobacco guy, but I feel like I've been getting my chewing tobacco from the same companies forever, and I'm sick and tired of it. Zach, do you chew tobacco?
I actually quit about 2 years ago, but I was a very, very heavy tobacco chewer.
What a mistake you've made. This is the fun option, because trust me, I've been dipping as long as I can remember. Bay, how many times have we talked about me dipping in tobacco? How many times have we been laying there just kind of talking about life and you catch me dipping in tobacco?
Chip, all the time. It happens all the time.
Happened one time. Let's not exaggerate. Happened one time. But I told you that I do it all the time.
That's right. You did tell me that. And so I have all of these, Chip, for any time you want them. I keep what? These just for you.
What, babe? Oh, yeah, I got my own, too, of course. It's the only one I use. There's alternatives for everything these days, babe. Believe me, meat. But where are the high-quality tobacco alternatives? Zach, give me 5 places for high-quality alternative tobacco products. You can't think of it.
Never. That's impossible, Chip.
If you're 21 or over and you dip or chew tobacco, you don't have to. The dippers and the chewers don't need to fucking fight it out. Pouches or long cut. You got to try this tobacco alternative, Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dipping, including pharmaceutical grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. I remember one time, Zach, me and you were sitting around just kind of shooting the sugar. And I said, I hate the stem. And you went, yeah, I know.
Oh, I remember that, Chip.
That was a fun talk we had.
We were sitting talking about how much we love pouches and long cut.
Yes, we were. It's dip, literally made from edible green leaves and food grade ingredients, same flavors, textures, aroma, packed nicotine as traditional tobacco products, all the flavors you know and love. I'm a peach guy. I know fucking Zia, you're a blood orange gal.
That's what I have right now in my hands. How'd you know that, Chip?
Because I understand. I always zoom in on your camera when your legs are showing.
Because we can see your underwear in this shot.
That's right. You're under. That's right. Blood orange. Fucking how good could Chip us and explain the joke. they sell their products at fucking blackbuffalo.com. It's available in long cut and pouches. If you're looking to ditch nicotine and tobacco, tap into their nicotine-free option called Zero. They got a substitution option on their core flavors, so you can set it and forget it. Don't just take my word for Black Buffalo's quality. 2021's best new product winner at the CSP Awards and C-Store Decisions. Hot new products award winner for 2021. I don't know what the fuck that means. I should host the CSP Awards. Probably the cock-sucking pecker awards. Maybe not. I made that up. Anyway, I love it. It's a new year. If you're one of 10 million people who are 21 plus and dip tobacco, consider turning over a new leaf. Switch to Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dipping, just without the actual stem of tobacco leaf. Blackbuffalo.com. Use the promo code CHIP. 25% off your first order. That's the best offer you're going to find. But you have to use my code CHIP, CHIP, for 25% off your first order. It's a one time, one last time. Promo code CHIP, 25% off your fucking order. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. And if you didn't know that, you're stupid. Sick and tired of having to explain. Uh-oh, something cold. Chipperson's humor set off poor Zach's COVID. You all right?
You got me.
You're killing him with laughter.
I have to be honest. I just coughed so hard that I tooted a little.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
That's nice. Was there anything solid in there? Anything solid in them there shorts?
Not on this one, but that was an issue during COVID.
Oh, did you shit your pants at all?
So someone had to be very careful about the big coughs.
Oh, no. Oh. Every time you have to cough, you have to go sit over the toilet.
That was one night. That was one night where I was like, well, got to cough, got to take a seat. Oh, no. It's just a little squeak.
Just a little squirt.
Just a little, and I didn't know. It was more of the risk than how bad it was going to be. At a certain point, I was like, you know, I'm just going to hang out here.
Yep.
Yeah, because you don't want to have to reupholster your couch.
Of course.
Buy a new bed.
Get a new cat.
Zia, what is this thing you sent to us in the chat? Was this a mistake?
That was a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, what fucking nonsense? Because I'm looking, going, what ad is this absolute fucking drivel nonsense?
What a fucking awful.
It's the story of the Lehua flower. Lehua flower on the Ohia tree. It's the Lehua Ohia tree.
This story fucking stinks. The legend says that one day Pele, is that Pele the soccer player?
No, it's Pele the goddess of the volcano.
Met a handsome warrior named Ohia what? Fucking showed up late? Ohia.
Ohia got a big pecker.
Oh yeah. I think it's Ohio, you know. Oh, how you doing? All right, call me tomorrow. Yeah. Where are you from? Cleveland, Ohio. All right. And she asked him to marry her. Now, Ohia, however, had already pledged his love to Lehua.
I love Lehua.
Fucking Pele was furious when Ohia turned down her marriage proposal. So she turned Ohia into a twisted tree. She should have turned fucking Lehua into a dog who fucking peed all over the tree. That would have been a fucking great ending to this dreck. Zach, you want to read the second?
The tree grows money and drops it on the dog.
Do you want to read the fucking second paragraph?
Yeah. Lehua was heartbroken, of course.
Naturally.
The gods took pity on Lehua, they always do, and decided it was an injustice to have Ohia and Lehua separated. They thus turned Lehua into a flower on the Ohia tree so that the two lovers would be forever joined together. That would suck dick. Can you imagine? That's your reward. You're going to be fucking attached to me?
For eternity. for literally eternity. It's been a lot of years since this happened.
Can't you put the genitals back, maybe? We were going to be having sex and fucking, now I'm a tree. And instead of just turning me back into a fucking person, you got to make them a fucking flower. That stinks. That's a terrible solution.
You don't pay Lahulas to come over. You pay them to leave.
That's... Oh, it almost sounds like you're talking about whores.
That was the joke.
Oh, all right. I'll cut that part out. I don't want to look stupid. Why'd you put that in the chat? Copy paste. Somebody copy pasted earlier.
I did. I was sharing the story, and I'm sharing random Hawaiian shit in my Discord so that.
Ew. What do you want? When you want everybody to leave?
Off to you?
Yeah, that's for you. Oh, talk about fucking. Oh, talk about. Goddamn! How did Don Ho rise to prominence?
No, my Discord, not my OnlyFans.
Give us your three favorite spam recipes, you pig.
Oh, that's easy. I can actually do that now.
Nobody wants to read that nonsense when they're talking in your Discord. Nonsense, Zia.
What do you think they like to talk about, Chip? What would you want to talk about in my Discord?
Probably your underpants or maybe other things. Your gaming. I like talking about your Star Trek and your Star Wars. I like talking about you and Nick having COVID.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun. You know,
I don't want to talk about fucking Hawaiian legends.
Well, and as the rest of the legend goes, every time you pick one of the Lehua flowers, it rains because that's the gods crying because you separated them.
Really? Is that what those fucking savages believe? Not the fucking clouds and rain like scientists have figured out? Fucking brushing their teeth with rocks? Fucking, they make some tears. Take off the coconuts, dum-dum. Dance with fire around your head for another 8 generations while we invent things.
I'm going to tell my family not to watch this one.
Well, he's right. The fucking clouds are not gods crying.
No, it's not.
Oh, maybe God's playing bowling, and that every time he gets a strike, that's thunder. Fucking nincompoop.
Yeah, it's idiocy. We don't like it.
Okay, sorry.
That's misinformation. You're spreading misinformation.
Oh no, am I gonna get taken off social media?
That's right. Copy paste. So you sent that into your Discord, and then the room cleared immediately, and then you decided to pop on and talk to us.
Well, that was, pretty much. I was like, well, I guess I have nothing else to do.
How's your OnlyFans?
It's good. I'm having a lot of fun.
Are guys hitting on you?
Sometimes. Mostly people just like to talk about random stuff. Like, I'll talk about video games, movies, TV shows, Marvel, all kinds of stuff. I think some people like having someone to talk to.
Did you see the new Spider-Man?
Yes, I did.
Amico?
No, not yet. I'm not a Marvel guy. No.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, I guess. It's not my thing.
I love it so much.
Ang Lee's Hulk in 2003 is the best superhero movie.
Yeah, it's peaked there.
Because the graphics were so good.
Right, yeah. Great graphics.
I remember that just looked like it did in the comic books.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right. That is the gold standard that all of us Marvel nerds hold our movies up to.
Now, what were we talking about before I forgot to do the fucking Buffalo
read? Buffalo. What were we talking about?
Can I ask you a question about your OnlyFans?
Yes.
How do you feel about OnlyFans girls outsourcing their conversations with people that pay them?
Oh, I've heard of that. I have heard of some girls getting assistance and they talk
Chip, do you know about this?
I heard about that and I knew it was different because the tone was different. I would talk to the girl. I told her, I think we have something special. And she said, me too. And then I wrote her back a few days later and she goes, so how are you? What's your name? And I said, we were talking the other day and you said you were going to come see me.
Amateur move.
It's like the customer support guys. Like, you think you're talking to beautiful Zia here, and you're talking to some Indian guy.
Yeah,
that's how you know. That's how you know. They're like, "Would you like to see my bobs?
How about my?
Would you like me to open tits?
It's a fucking bot. Yeah, I want to talk to Zia, not get a bot. Do you use a bot?
No, I would never do that. I feel like that's such a shitty thing to do to subscribers, because that's part of the thing, right? Is you get to actually interact with people that you like, whoever you're a fan of. You get to talk to them. That's part of the draw. Of course, like, porn's free. Everyone knows that. You can go up, but it's not the same. It's when you're a fan of a particular person, you can go see more and go interact in different ways. So if you're out there outsourcing, just kind of fucked up. You're just kind of being shitty, stealing from your fans.
Are you still doing the little talk show you were doing on there with your husband?
Yep. It's also on YouTube.
Oh, okay. You start it there and then you put it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. It goes there a week, kind of like Patreon. It goes up a week early in OnlyFans, and then I put it up on YouTube after.
People like it?
Seem to like it. Yeah. And I'm having a good time. It's really fun. We're going to do what is it called? Like a pitch show at Compound. So we'll see.
Oh, you want to do something at Compound?
Yeah, that would be fun. I would like to do it in the studio, because then we can have, because we've had guests on. Natalie Cuomo came out, Mary Beth Johnson, I believe.
Brian. Who's Mary Beth Johnson? She sounds
Brian
like somebody.
Johnson's wife.
Oh, you know, yeah, her. I love her. I texted Lovely. Brian today.
Was he busy?
He better have been, because he didn't get back to me. And believe me, fucking BJ knows that you don't want to incur Chipperson's wrath.
No, what happens? What's Chipperson's wrath?
Oh, he just got into shoveling snow. He was shoveling. He just got back to me, actually. It's kind of funny. Yeah, I forgot it snowed where he is yesterday.
Snowed here too.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it didn't snow where Chip is. It's everything's on fire.
That's right.
Fuck yeah,
it doesn't snow. But you ever hear the expression snowball in hell?
Yeah, that's when you're in hell and you spit the guy's cum back into his mouth.
Yeah, the only fun part of hell. Makes hell worth traveling to.
I think that me and you, when we die, we're going to go, please go to this part. Please go to this part. Please.
Yeah, for your fucking snowball. I'm disappointed we found out. I forgot what I was going to say. What's the next story?
So what would you do if your mom, your 48-year-old mom from Missouri, stole your identity?
I'd share it with her.
Would you? You would let her have it? That's
sure
nice
I
of
would.
You. Well, what if
she going to do with it?
Yeah, well, where's my mom exactly. going to do? Entertain millions?
What if she used it to go to college, enroll in college, and fuck young guys and get out loans in your name?
Well,
wait,
I'm
she's
not...
fucking young guys yeah, with my fucking... name?
She's, yeah, with your name.
Pretty girl named Zach Amico.
Yeah. I feel like these guys are pretty fucking dumb.
They're dumb. Hey, you're beautiful, Mike.
It's just my mom in like a college sweater. Just a young freshman.
What's the name
of the woman?
No, the name she was using to fuck young guys.
Her daughter's name is Lauren Hayes, so that's the name she was using.
Oh, she used the girl's name. I thought she used her son's name.
Yeah, no, she used her daughter's name. She took her daughter's identity, used her social security card, got loans, enrolled in college, and started dating and fucking young college dudes.
So
I mean, honestly, good for this lady.
So yeah, does her daughter happy about it?
I don't think so. They're estranged. They were estranged before.
They sure are, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like a normal mother and daughter to me.
Yeah, they sound a little weird to me, if you want to ask Chipperson the truth or something of that nature.
That's good, Chip.
Thanks, Bay. Go to the next story. Me and Zach are fucking ready to go.
Are you guys ready? Can I share? I want to share my screen because I'm going to show you guys this one.
Oh, good. I hope there's a mistake, too.
Okay, let's see. Share screen. Oh, host disabled, participant screen sharing.
No, I didn't. Hold on a minute. Let me fucking...
When the volcano erupts, it is God popping a pimple.
Yeah. Hold on. How do I let you fucking... I'll make you a co-host of some shiznit.
Okay, thanks, Chip.
Go now.
There we go. Uh-oh.
Like a little bear, man kills giant possum trying to raid his chicken coop.
Look at the size of this possum.
That thing's fucking huge.
Maybe he's just small.
Oh, that's Joe Rogan. That's Joe Rogan in a regular sized possum.
Wow. How big is that thing?
It says it's 14 pounds.
It looks like it would weigh more than that if it's that
that's
big.
That's what I was thinking. I think that's
a little gentleman.
Yeah, he's a little fella.
He's going to mount him.
Is he? That's disgusting.
Yeah. You wouldn't want a big possum like this? He should have kept him as a pet.
No, it would probably bite him.
You think?
Okay, you could take it off. It's upsetting me.
Sorry,
that is a horrible looking animal.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's terrifying.
Sorry.
How'd he kill it? With a gun?
Yeah.
I think so.
That's not much of a story.
No. Shot a possum.
Man shoots woodland creature. It dies.
Yeah.
Realizes it was a big one.
Picture of the possum.
Yeah, get to a better story.
Okay, there's a better one. How about there weren't a lot of stories. I was going through all the news. There's this one, a bloodthirsty squirrel attacks 18 people in a two-day Christmas rampage. So he gave out his gifts.
Did he bite them?
Rabid?
Yeah.
No, it's a squirrel.
So he had to... Oh, wow. He was accused of biting dogs, cats, chasing people down country roads.
Sounds like he was nuts.
Yeah, I was going to go, that sounds like a personal problem. You know what I would have said if I seen someone get bitten? I would have been like, that's going to leave a mark.
Well, it did leave a mark, and everybody had to get tetanus shots.
I hope they fucking beat that thing to death when they get a hold of it.
No, the lady caught it with peanuts. This woman, Mrs. Reynolds, apparently is her name, or Reynolds, and she caught him in cage.
I'm glad it didn't cost her a lot.
And she, they had to put it down, and she was very sad because she loves animals.
Fucking rabid piece of shit. I would have set it on fire and screamed at it. It bit me.
I think the only way to deal with that animal is to hold it by the tail and swing it around and then bash its head on the fucking concrete steps.
That's right. That's right.
Is swinging it around supposed to make it dizzy before you bash its brains in so it doesn't know what's happening?
It's the game centrifugal force.
Oh, yeah, okay, momentum.
Just for that.
Yeah. It's so you can really hit the head hard. And it's hard for him to bite you while you're swinging him around. He's going to get all dizzy and whatnot.
They think that he had a tumor growth, the squirrel.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
Did he had three too? Altogether? He had two more?
Damn it. he apparently it was like a buddy, and this woman used to feed it all the time, and then all of a sudden it went crazy and started chasing people and biting.
Sounds to me like it's a frenemy. That's a friend and an enemy.
Yeah. That's a
What's
good
your favorite Friday the 13th? I was watching part 3 last night. It holds up.
Part 3 in 3D? The 3D really is great.
Yep. The fucking... When you look at like the back of the javelin or something, I was terrified.
I think my favorite, personally, and it is not it's not because it's good. I like Jason Takes Manhattan, number 8, because it's just Jason on a boat, and then Jason running around Toronto, with like 2 shots of New York. But it's my favorite Jason kill of all time, when he has the boxing match, and he uppercuts the guy's head off.
So wait, why was he in fucking Toronto? That's where they shot it?
Yeah, they're not really going to shoot in Manhattan. They have no money.
Oh, okay. So they made it look like he was in New York, but it was a lie.
And it's New York, like, in the 90s, but everything is still covered in graffiti and, like, toxic waste, like people thought New York was at the time.
Oh, yeah. Is it really good?
Anyone who's never been there.
I like that one. And to be honest, I like Jason X a lot. The
that was, like, a really, like, civil rights one.
Yeah, Jason X, where they went on, they walked They walked instead of taking the bus.
Yeah, they fucking fought for liberty. Who knew Jason had it in him? We didn't land on Camp Crystal Lake. Camp Crystal Lake landed on us. All right.
You know, they say if you need to buy drugs in any town, you go to Jason X Avenue.
Oh, wait a second. What's some other things that tie in? Jason X read the dictionary. I one time read the autobiography of Jason X. Someone said, how is Jason gonna kill me? And Jason said, by any means necessary. I'm gonna keep doing them.
What else you got, Chip?
I'm more of a fan of Michael Myers, Luther King.
Fuck yeah. I have a mask. Fucking sick of Michael Myers. I hate him without a mask. He had a fucking like growth.
Well, in one, his eyes fucked up because she stabbed him in the eye, and then they forgot about that.
Yeah.
Because she stabbed him in the eye with the hanger. She gave him a little eye abortion.
How come at the end of the fucking first new one, he's standing there in the fucking thing while the lady's yelling at him? Why does he just break the chain and walk out?
The new ones are very odd. I haven't figured out the tone of them. I want to say I liked them. I loved watching Lenny Clark get stabbed to death.
I did enjoy that, yeah.
20 minutes.
I did enjoy Lenny's death a lot. Fucking, I wish Bob Kelly was in that one. You know what, dude? We're going to kill him. Evil dies. Evil dies tonight, dude. He would have fucked up. Evil diets tonight.
Chip, are you going to see the new Scream 5?
Yeah, what's that about? Like the guy from Scream?
Yeah, it's Scream. They are even bringing back David Arquette. They're bringing back Courtney Cox. They're bringing back Ed Campbell.
Wait. Babe, slow down. You've opened a can of worms. What's her name?
Courtney Cox.
That must have been heck in high school.
Yeah, probably. Did they ask her if her middle name was Sucks?
Oh, that's vulgar. We're taking that sorry, out. Chip. That's okay. Not the direction we're going in.
No, that was too much. I'm sorry.
Zach, what are you promoting? My fucking throat's starting to get sore because somebody got me COVID.
Just want to promote my podcasts. Zach and Nico's Midnight Spook Show, Real Ass Podcast, and Bye Guys. And I'll announce it here. I have a cartoon coming out.
Oh, what's it called? When can I be in it? How much can I make from it? Can I be a star?
I'm going to ask you to do a voice very soon. Please. I don't want to talk money on air because that would be uncouth.
That would be okay.
We don't want people to know. We don't want to pull back the curtain.
My apologies. Want to be very couth.
But it's going to be coming out hopefully in the next month or so.
What's
it
called?
We're recording the first episode now. It's called Foolishly Ghoulish.
What's it about? Can you say?
It's like, it's like My Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, that's fucking great.
And it's going to be different dirty, scary, funny stories every week. They're going to be about 8 minutes long. And we just recorded the first episode. It should be up very, very soon. And it's completely an independent production.
I would be so good on that.
I would love to have you.
Evil is here.
I just see a little Chip peeking around the corner. Hello?
No, I would be very good.
I bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a problem. And they're going to go, what? And I'm going to go, the devil has come to town.
I'm just going to clip that.
Perfect.
I'll send your checks in the mail.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a million. All right. Well, we'll look out for that. And I can't wait to be on it if you want the truth. All right, babe. What do you promote besides your OnlyFans and your fucking new show on YouTube?
Yeah, just Zealand everywhere. Subscribe to my YouTube. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. Subscribe to Twitch. It's XIALAND. Follow me on social media. It's Eric Nagel. Check that out. And I will be on Monday. If you're a Gas Digital subscriber, check out Real Ass Podcast. I will see Zach on Monday.
Oh, that's cool.
Lewis. Yeah, I'm excited.
I can't get Lewis on the show. He won't do it. I don't know why.
He said he would do it last time when Natalie was on.
I know. He's too busy.
Yeah, he's a busy
guy. You two have the exact same sense of humor.
Me and Lewis, that's true. We did write some sketches together.
Yeah, you'd be hitting all the same.
Yeah, he didn't know how to end the sketch, and I was telling him what we should do. I'm telling you how to get me at Skankfest. I'll fucking be a hit.
I would love that.
Yeah, Chipperson will steal the show, believe me. Anyway, all right, listen, Zach, thanks for coming on. You're hilarious. Zia, as always, Bay. Now, we all know how to close out. Pick a number.
Who's picking?
You.
Let's do 4.
4. Okay. 3. 2. 1. Chippy Kaye for the muckers. All right. Chipperson loves you. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Zia.
Thank you, guys.
Roll now.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Let's go!